Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a classic Amen variation base IDE in Ableton Live 12 with crisp transients, dusty mids, and a clean, controlled low end underneath. If you're new to this kind of drum and bass-based design, don't worry. The big idea is simple. Keep the sub solid and mono, let the mids carry the dirt and character, and use a short transient layer to make the bass hit with more definition. That way, your bass feels aggressive and alive, but it still leaves room for the Amen break to do its thing. This kind of sound shows up all over Jungle Rollers, Halftime Flips, and heavier DNB. It works because it's rhythmic, not just loud. The bass is actually answering the drums, not fighting them. So let's build it step by step. First, create a new MIDI track and name it Amen Bass. For beginners, the easiest setup is to use three separate layers, one layer for sub, one for mid-bass, and one for transient attack. You can also group them later into a bass bus so they behave like one instrument. Start with the sub. Load operator and choose a sine wave. Keep it clean and simple. Set the attack very fast, around 0 to a few milliseconds, and give it a short release so it doesn't smear together between notes. Keep the volume conservative. We want weight, not overload. After operator, add utility and set the width to 0 so the sub stays fully mono. That is really important in drum and bass, because the low end needs to stay focused and club safe. Now add the mid layer. This is where the dusty character lives. Use waveatable, drift, or operator with a more complex waveform like a saw or square. You want something with harmonic content, but not so bright that it starts sounding shiny or thin. A low pass or band pass filter works well here. Try keeping the cutoff somewhere in the low mid to mid-range area, and use only a little resonance if needed. After the synth, add saturator. This is where the mid layer gets its grime. Start with a moderate amount of drive, maybe around 3 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. The goal is not to wreck the sound. The goal is to give it that dusty, slightly worn texture that helps it cut through the break. If it gets too harsh, back off the drive and clean up the top with EQ8 after the saturator. Now for the transient layer. This is the little snap at the front of the bass note. You can do this with a tiny noise burst, a short pluck, or a very quick sample hit. Keep it very short. If you can clearly hear it as a separate sound, it's probably too loud. It should just sharpen the attack and help the bass feel more percussive. If needed, high pass it aggressively with EQ8 so it only contributes the front edge and nothing else. Once the layers are built, it's time to write the rhythm. For an Amen-friendly groove, keep it simple at first. In a one-bar MIDI clip, place a note on beat 1, another short answer on the end of 2, and another hit before beat 4. Leave some space. That space is important. The Amen break already has a lot going on, so your bass should breathe with it, not fill every gap. A good beginner rule is this. Let the drum loop have the motion, and let the bass have the attitude. Short note lengths usually work better than long ones here. The sub can be a little longer than the mid layer, but both should still feel tight and rhythmic. The transient layer should be almost stab-like. Now let's make the bass feel alive. This is the variation part of the formula. You can automate the filter cutoff on the mid layer, so it opens slightly on the first note of a phrase, then closes back down on the response. Small movements go a long way in DNB. You do not need giant sweeps. Even a little change in cutoff or saturation drive can make the loop feel like it's evolving. If you want a simple movement idea, try opening the filter a bit more in the last bar before a switch up, then closing it back down when the drop returns. That creates tension without needing extra effects. Next, route all three layers to a group track called Bass Bus. This lets you glue the sound together. On the bus, you can use EQ8 to remove any muddy buildup, especially in the low mids if things get boxy. If needed, add a very gentle saturator or compressor just to tie the layers together. Keep the compressor light. We are not trying to squash the life out of the sound. We just want the sub, mids, and transient to feel like one cohesive bass instrument. A good compressor starting point would be a low ratio, a medium attack, and a fairly quick release. Only a few dB of gain reduction is enough. If you hear the bass pumping hard, it's probably too much. Now bring in your Amen break or a break-style drum loop. This is where the groove really comes into focus. The bass should interact with the break. Think of it like a conversation. Let the bass answer the snare, leave room for kick hits, and avoid stacking bass notes directly on top of the most important drum accents unless that clash is intentional. That's one of the biggest beginner lessons in drum and bass. Space makes things sound bigger. If the break feels crowded, simplify the bass. A smaller pattern often sounds heavier, because the drums can breathe. For arrangement, you can start with a simple 16-bar idea. maybe bars 1 to 4 are a filtered teaser, bars 5 to 8 bring in the full bass variation, bars 9 to 12 reduce the pattern or close the filter a bit, and bars 13 to 16 return with a stronger hit or a little more saturation. You do not need to reinvent the sound every 8 bars. Small changes in rhythm, filter, or note choice can be enough to keep it moving. A few extra teacher tips here. Think in frequency roles. The sub is the weight. The low mids are the body. The upper mids are the attack and grime. If something feels wrong, identify which role is missing and fix that one part instead of throwing more processing at everything. Also, don't forget that MIDI rhythm does a lot of the heavy lifting. Sometimes, shifting one note slightly earlier or later can make the whole phrase feel much more musical. A tiny timing change can do more than another plugin. If you want to push it a little further, try these beginner-friendly variations. Make one version with more notes and one version with fewer notes, then switch between them every few bars. Or change one note in the phrase to a nearby pitch so the loop feels fresh without losing the core idea. You can also vary velocity so some notes hit a little softer, which makes the phrase feel less mechanical. Another strong move in this style is resampling. Once the bass sounds good, print it to audio. Then you can chop it, mute pieces of it, or rearrange the hits. That's a classic DNB workflow, and it's great for turning one solid patch into multiple variations fast. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't distort the entire bass too much, or the sound will turn muddy. Keep the sub clean and put most of the dirt in the mids. Don't widen the low end. Keep the sub mono. Don't make the transient layer too loud. And don't write bass notes so long that they step all over the break. If you remember just one formula from this lesson, make it this one. Clean mono sub. Dusty mid distortion. Crisp transient front edge. That's the core of the sound. So here's your homework. Build a 4-bar bass loop in Ableton Live 12 with one sub layer, one mid layer, and one transient layer. Make bar 1 and bar 3 different by changing either the rhythm or one note. Keep the sub fully mono. Add one automation move, like filter cutoff or saturation drive. Then resample the bass to audio and make one chopped barination from it. Finally, check the whole thing in mono and fix anything that disappears. If you finish that and want to level up, make 2 versions, one cleaner and punchier, one grittier and more damaged. Compare them and see which one leaves more space for the amen break. That's the mindset here. Tight, gritty, controlled, and alive. If your bass can punch, breathe, and stay clear at the same time, you're already cooking real drum and bass energy.